ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Law enforcers across the country on Labor Day weekend watching for suspected drunk drivers. Last Labor Day across California, there were about 900 drunk driving arrests, 52 deaths.
Here in the Central Valley, those numbers are just shocking.
California Highway Patrol Officer Mike Salas. Five people were shot and wounded in a house today in Atlanta, police say, adding that the gunman who killed himself was 18. Those wounded
ranging from the ages of 33 all the way down to 3. All five victims were transported to area hospitals, and I can report that they all are in stable condition.
Deputy Atlanta Police Chief Charles Hampton Jr. says it looks like a domestic argument. Ukraine's defense ministry needs new approaches, says Ukrainian President Zelensky, firing his defense chief, asking Parliament this week to replace him. Jimmy Buffett died of a form of skin cancer. He'd battled for 4 years, says his website, and yet he kept performing. The margarita magnate was 76. This is ABC News. Getting blown and drenched with cleanup ahead.
Typhoon Haikui barreling into Taiwan with domestic flights canceled and thousands evacuated. The storm making landfall in the southeastern part of the self-governing island, bringing torrential rain and strong winds. It's the first typhoon to hit Taiwan directly in 4 years.
ABC's Inez de la Quintera. The latest COVID variant has been detected in Michigan, New York, Ohio, Texas, and Virginia. Easily spread, say scientists. ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
Part of the benefit of this mRNA technology is that it can be more easily tweaked, like we do with the influenza vaccine, only that's not so easy to tweak. These vaccines are easier to tweak, so we can all expect mid-September-ish to have an updated booster.
Experts say you might want to wear a mask around people who'd be more vulnerable to COVID. After a successful mission last week that sent an unmanned probe to the moon, India launching a rocket to study the sun and its solar winds. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, it's igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group. Connect with them now at movetomadison.com. We got new music on the way from Or Does It Explode, Mickey Magnum, and Mile 134 this hour. Right now, it's a double dip of clean. They'll be at Riff Raff Fest next weekend. I'll have all the details for that coming up right after this double dip of clean. It's Aurora on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
that displaces the air in me. Trying to descend, but torture holds my buoyancy. Every time I try, they put me in safety.
kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Clean. That was These Signs. Aurora before that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM in Wausau. And Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Plus WXCO's Chad Holmes will be on hand too. You can stop by and say hi to him. Tickets are available at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. It's Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We're going to chat with the brothers from Karma Bloody Karma this hour. Next hour, we'll visit with Eric Cobb from Cold Black River, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. But first, new music from Mile 134. This is Red Eye. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
yeah, not from those chosen lies, looking for the toll. I'm the one who holds the gun, points at those whom I love.
Never say until she's gone.
Until She's Gone, that's Lo-Fi Killers. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Now new music from Or Does It Explode? In doing so.
Wrong.
Kevy with brand new music from the master of mayhem, Mickey Magnum. His song called Stand Tall. You can make plans right now to see Mickey Magnum at Ghost Rider 2 on October 6th at Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. It's an annual two-day music festival featuring Waye Jennings, Sam Lowe, Railhopper, Buck Naked, Mickey Magnum, Mason Meyer, and the Derek Jones and the 50 South, Frank Martin Bush and the Names. Tickets are available right now at mainstreetmusicmore.org. Get them early because I think that festival is going to sell out. In doing so, that was new music from Or Does It Explode. Their new album, The Medium is the Message, is available right now on Bandcamp and other streaming sites. Coming up after 11 o'clock, it's Essential Last Crack, a double dip from the mighty Last Crack. Also, Eric Cobb from Cold Black River will join us after 11 o'clock tonight to talk about Riff Raff Fest that's happening at the Pollock Inn in Wausau next Saturday. Also playing Riff Raff Fest is Karma Bloody Karma, and they will be joining me in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the card sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is brand new music from Karma, Bloody Karma. The song is called The Obstacle. There's a brand new video that we'll talk about for that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM in Wausau. Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. It's happening Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression, and these guys right here, Karma, Bloody Karma. On the phone with us right now are brothers, Jesse and Robert from Karma, Bloody Karma. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We'll talk about Riff Raff Fest in just a moment. But first, I got to ask you guys, what was the reaction from the Rents, your parents, when you two started jamming doom and death metal in the house?
I mean, we've been making noise for a long, long time.
And, yeah, nothing new to them. So.
Yeah.
Were your parents pretty supportive with your musical endeavors?
Oh yeah,
always. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What type of music did you guys typically listen to in the house as a family growing up?
Oh, pretty much everything from old country to Black Sabbath on my mom's side. My dad was more of the old country kind of guy, and stuff like that. So,
and then, yeah, when we were in high school and junior high, then we discovered Korn and Slipknot and that. And then they kind of pretty much had to listen to that from then on out.
Pretty much, yeah.
that was it. You know?
That's great. So where did your love for metal come from?
Probably from our cousins being metalheads as well, and that kind of just, as well as our parents liking, rock and roll and stuff like that. So it just kind of evolved into more and more stuff, and then us just kind of finding stuff on our own, being curious on music and everything.
Yeah.
And then eventually the band came along, Karma, Bloody Karma. It's just the two of you in the band, correct?
That's right.
Yep.
Talk about how you guys got started, how Karma Bloody Karma got started.
Yeah, so at the end of 2020, we had been jamming as us just for a while since 2014, 2015. We kind of put out some projects of different styles. They're out online too. But we had jammed with guys before that, high school and a few things. We brushed shoulders with different guys in the scene for a while, but we finally, us two, just decided to go for it, after what happened in 2020 and beyond. We're just we just gotta, let's do this.
We ain't got much time, so yeah. We might as well just go for it,
Right.
And when you guys started the band, did you have specific goals in mind that you wanted to accomplish? Have you accomplished any of those goals, and what are some of the goals that you really still need to capture on?
Well, honestly, just being able to put out any music and for people to want to hear it was a big goal for us. And then us playing a show like we did in last April, which is amazing. So, I mean, it's just keep evolving and do what we want to do, That's the best thing.
Music, it's kind of like an art thing too. We support all kinds and all forms.
Completely.
And to be able to play with a variety of different extreme styles is a big goal for this band too, because we have a lot of different influences. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to add people to the band, or are you going to keep it a two-piece?
I mean, we're always open to ideas for sure, but if it's working, we don't need to fix it. So,
yeah.
Don't fix something that's not broken. And obviously, listening to your music, seeing the video for The Obstacle online, it's not broken at all, man. You guys are killing it for sure. You're welcome. Jesse and Robert here from Karma, Bloody Karma. They're playing Riff Raff Fest. We'll talk about that in just a second. I just spoke about the video that you just released for the song The Obstacle. We just played that song. Tell the listeners about that video, making the video, and kind of the messaging or just the vibe of the video.
Well, the video was just shot. We wanted to have us just playing so people can kind of have that visual of that. But then also we used a lot of context of places that around that we grew up. So a lot of the waters, and because we're from Bevent, so that's like the Pulova River, that we use that kind of as the background and just make sure that we have our roots still in home. And yeah, I mean, with the song itself, it's definitely, it's in the name, the obstacle, it's to overcome things that these obstacles that people have in life and whatever have you be, you know, coming your way. So it's all just kind of about overcoming that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great video. I like being able to see you two jam on the video, and it's kind of trippy. It's black and white. It kind of fades in, fades out with some kaleidoscope effects in the background. It matches the music too.
Totally. Yeah. That's what we're going for. Keep it simple, but put a little art spin on it, you know?
So you guys, this next show for Karma Bloody Karma is coming up at Riff Raff Fest. It's Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. I'm sure you two are stoked for this show. It's a killer lineup, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah. We're very happy to be playing with all these amazing musicians. Wausau, that whole weekend is going to be packed with art in the park. So it's going to be a great weekend for artists and everybody involved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Once again, the lineup, Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River. Eric is going to join us later in the show, too, from Cold Black River. Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. I'm assuming tickets, advance tickets, might be available at the Pollock Inn, if not at the day of the show. 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. And check this out, WXCO's Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau. Chad Holmes, he's going to be on hand. He's going to introduce a band, maybe, and do a couple call-ins to us here on the air on Saturday night, so that'll be a lot of fun. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on your music and getting it out to the people. I really enjoy it. And where can people connect with you guys, get your music, see the videos and all that?
So we're, thanks, you know, thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, thank
that.
You.
But we're on Bandcamp, Karma Bloody Karma, Ascend, and Facebook as well, YouTube, you know.
Yeah, just a regular socials, you know.
Nice. And, of course, we'll see you September 9th at the Pollock Inn for Riff Raff Fest, the show presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and us here at Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jesse, Robert, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
So. And we're going to, I want you to tell me about this song before we play. We're playing Ascend Part 2. Tell us about this song.
That's pretty much the conclusion of the full album as a whole. It's pretty much the nightcap for everything. So we just let the people decide what it means for them. So
right. Prepare to be crushed.
Prepare to be crushed. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. It's a
thank you.
Karma Bloody Karma is Ascend Part 2 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Working hard is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin. Some of the first labor unions formed here because of it. This Labor Day, join Earl Ingram as he hosts a special The Earl Ingram Show live from 8 to 11 a.m. at Labor Fest in Milwaukee.
Many people don't work on Labor Day, and so all they know is it's a day off. As a person who spent 34 years in labor and was a union man, I know the value of that.
Earl and his guest will discuss how Wisconsin's labor-related legislation became a model for other states, along with what unions look like now.
I've seen us go from that 30% union membership to now in Wisconsin, somewhere around 12%.
A union-led parade meets up with festgoers on the Summerfest grounds at 11. Labor Fest is free and open to all. Join Earl Ingram live this Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, starting at 8 a.m. from Labor Fest in Milwaukee, only here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.